This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. A half dozen labor strikes this week across the country, a mass transit strike and a separate grocery clerk strike in Southern California. And in West Virginia, Ohio, and Kentucky, grocery clerks there are on strike as well. One thing uniting these workers is unhappiness with the cost of health care. As NPR's Patricia Naiman reports, health benefits are one of the biggest issues today for union negotiations.
You'd think people would care the most about the size of their paycheck every week, and they'd fight hardest to make sure they took home as many dollars as possible. But as it turns out, union negotiations have shown it's not all about the paycheck anymore. It's more about the deductions that come out of that paycheck. Joanne Spetz is a healthcare economist with the University of California, San Francisco. She says that changes in healthcare plans can cause major disruptions in people's lives.
You might have to change all your doctors. You might have to change, if you're expecting a baby, you might have to deliver a baby in a different hospital than you'd been planning to. Your children's pediatricians change. The pharmacy you go to might change. So these kinds of changes in health insurance are really wide sweeping over a person's life. And so I think that's another layer in why people want to try to protect those benefits and keep the kinds of benefits in the exact insurance plan that they have already, even if it's more expensive and it means they'll get less of a pay increase this year.
And there are even bigger worries, like how you would care for a sick child or cope with a serious illness if you didn't have your medical care completely and adequately covered. But it's not only these potentially worrisome personal issues. There are also some very practical dollars and cents reasons why unions fight to maintain health benefits, even if it's at the expense of losing salary increases.
For a worker, dollar for dollar, health benefits are a better value than a salary increase because the worker doesn't pay taxes on the health benefits and the worker does pay taxes on the salary increase.
Nationwide, the country has seen more and more strikes, job actions, and threatened job actions, all focused on maintaining the status quo in health insurance. In many cases, the unions have been successful, but many have not, and employees have had to face paying more money out of their own pockets. That includes bigger payments for health insurance premiums, higher deductibles before insurance kicks in, and bigger co-payments for doctors and prescription drugs. But from an employer's point of view, there's not a lot of choice. For the past 3 years, insurance premiums have increased by more than 10%. This year, premiums went up nearly 14%. Gary Claxton has surveyed employers and works with the independent research group, the Kaiser Family Foundation.
From an employer's point of view, if health benefits are going up at a pretty high sustained rates, then that means that an important part of their compensation package is kind of out of their control. They can't really moderate it very well, and they know that it's important to their employees. They have to try and keep their employees happy, but this cost just continues to hit them year after year.
And it's not clear that's going to stop anytime soon. With the nation's backlash against managed care, health insurance has become more flexible, dropping strict lists of doctors patients can see, along with requirements that patients get referrals to see specialists. Economist Joanne Spetz says all that flexibility comes at a price, and premiums can be expected to increase. That means employees can expect continuing tough battles to keep their health benefits intact. Patricia Naiman, NPR News, Los Angeles.